This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Prezel. Good morning. Broadway star Shoshana Bean got her start here in Cincinnati at CCM. She talks with Kevin Reynolds about her career and her new CD later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 20 minutes, a preview of the Antiques Roadshow's visit to Cincinnati. Cincinnati is making some changes in garbage collection. Starting this week, the city will begin distributing garbage cans to most residents, and garbage will only be collected if it fits in the can. The change has prompted an outpouring of questions, so this morning, Marianne Zalesnik tries to sort through it all. She's talking with Tiffany Hardy from the city manager's office and Cincinnati Director of Public Services, Mike Robinson.
Good morning, Tiffany and Mike. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning, Marianne.
We did a lot of information on this trash collection and the changes that are coming with the cans and found that we had all kinds of questions on our website and on our Facebook page and decided maybe we need to take some time to really explain it a little bit more thoroughly. So I thought a good place to start is just what's going to be happening that's changing with trash collection in the city of Cincinnati starting this coming week.
Well, starting this coming week, all citizens and households, 1 to 4 unit households, will receive carts beginning next Wednesday.
And carts are garbage cans.
Garbage cans, trash carts. They'll receive a 65 standard gallon cart. And so we're just encouraging citizens to use those carts. And really we're doing it as a measure to improve safety for our workers, but also to improve the beautification and quality of life in our neighborhoods.
And those are free. They don't have to pay
for them. And
they're
free. They don't have to pay for them. And, you know, should a household see that they want a smaller cart or a larger cart, they can call our 5916000.com website or our customer service call center, and they can request a larger or smaller cart depending on their household needs.
And these start Monday, but they're not going to all be delivered on Monday.
No, actually, they start on Wednesday.
On Wednesday,
delivered.
Wednesday. And then how long is it going to take to roll it out so everybody gets them?
It will probably take about 5 months for the roll-off to be completed. We're starting the 3rd of April, and we're hoping by the end of August we should be through.
And so the rule is going to be, though, that your garbage has to fit in the can. You can't set the can out and then have a big pile next to it. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Well,
and what's the reason for doing this? Why are you changing the way the trash is being collected?
The reason we're doing this is because of employee safety. We're trying to keep our employees in safe health, you know, increase their longevity, reduce the injuries, increase our productivity, as well as efficiency.
And talk a little bit about the way that the safety issue. It's because the cans don't have to be picked up. Is that right? The workers don't have to ever lift those cans?
That's correct.
How does it work?
It works as a mechanical operation. What we do is have lifters on the back of the rear loaders on our current vehicles now. And what the employee will do is just roll the container to the flipper and activate the hydraulic system with the handle. And then pushing the handle, and then the lift will lift up and dump the can. And then you push it back, and the can would drop down on the street. And
now,
then he rolls it back to the curb.
Now, these cans are pretty sturdy, right? I heard
yes.
There's some kind of wind rating on them or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, wind rating 30 to 40 miles per hour. They won't tip over.
So they'll work pretty well with that. Now, we had when we first put the story up, but one of the more interesting questions I thought was for someone who said that she's not allowed to leave her can outside. It'll get ticketed where she lives. And if she lives upstairs, so now she's going to have to haul this big can upstairs. Apparently, she usually uses a smaller can. Do you have any advice for folks like that?
Yeah, if it's a apartment dwelling, it's two-story, what they can do is just find a spot in the back of their building or the side of their building, just get it off the curb, and that way they can just, like most people, if they have trash, they just take the bag down to the container that's either on the back of the building or on the side of the building.
So there is a place they should be able to find outside in most cases, you think?
Yeah, and in that case, you know, they if it's a 1 to 2 household, they may just decide to request the smaller cart, the 35-gallon cart. And so that's an option, too, for those households that are a little bit smaller.
Now, some folks have also been concerned about the cost of this and the cost of buying all these cans and where the money's coming from. Where is that money coming from, and why is that in the long run going to be cost beneficial, as you all say, to do that?
The money is coming from capital, the capital side of the budget. It's $4.7 million to fund this operation, fund the carts. And so it's not impacting the general fund. It's coming from capital.
And then with the cost savings that we have for workers' comp, those annual costs annually right now, we're spending about $1 million annually on current and existing workers' comp claims.
Injuries from picking up.
I mean, we've had workers who have severed their legs and experienced burns and inhalation of hazardous materials. And so really having everything fit in the cart and lessening the amount that they have to actually physically manually lift, it'll actually help with the workers' comp claims that we experience annually.
We also had a number of people that said, you know, I just went out and bought this great new garbage can. What advice did they have? What do we do with these?
Well, if they – all the cans, we're asking them to use them for yard waste. We're starting a yard waste program April 1, and they can utilize those cans for that purpose. All they have to do is just mark yard waste on the side of the can, and they can use those containers for specifically yard waste.
And yard waste isn't – that's starting up again. That had stopped for a while.
That's starting up April 1.
And that will coincide with the recycling. So people should set out their yard waste with their recycling every other week, whichever week that they're on for recycling.
Now, there are certain times of the year, the holidays perhaps, when people just have a lot of garbage. You get presents for your kids, and there's boxes, and there's all these sorts of things. You do have some exceptions in the plan. Yeah. Is that right? How's that work?
Yes, we do have exceptions, and we'll have amnesty weeks that will occur in certain holidays, and we'll announce those ahead of time. But really what we're encouraging people to do is if they have parties, birthday parties, holiday parties, is to first think about those items they could recycle. So if you think about your average party, you're having bottles or cardboard or wrapping paper, and we would ask them to recycle first, but then we will be able to collect additional items during those amnesty weeks throughout the year.
Somebody else said, what if I want to clean my basement? What about large items? Basically, clean your basement on the week that you can put out the large items, I guess.
You can request to have a bucket item pickup. Just call 591-6000, and they will schedule that pickup for those people.
So if they do have something large, there is a way to still get it hauled
away.
That's
correct.
But
yeah,
you just have to plan for it a little bit more than you would ordinarily.
Another
question that came in, people seemed concerned just about the cost. This person says there's an 8% franchise fee the city is charging waste haulers, and how is that going to get passed on in terms of price increases to residents and businesses?
Well, it's actually a 10% gross revenue fee from the commercial franchise. That will probably be passed on to the customer. How much, I have no idea. But the 10% is what the city is asking for in the franchise fee.
So that could cost more than consumers.
Yes.
And that's for, you know, units, households 5 and over, and then for those commercially mixed-use buildings.
Because these new cans are just going to single-family households or apartment buildings where there's 1 to 4 families. One to four units.
And single-family townhouses, condominiums that are attached side by side.
And as this all gets into play and when it's all done in August, and by then people should have their cans switched out and all of that, when will the city actually, do you think, start seeing savings?
Hopefully we would like to start seeing savings immediately, if possible. But we're generating our estimate right now is that after the first year, we'll have a good feeling as to how much we have saved with this new system.
Another person wanted to know about recycling and said, are you going to encourage people to do even more recycling then if they don't have as much can space as they used to have or can't put out so much? Is there an effort to encourage more recycling?
It is. One of the reasons going to this type of collection system is to encourage people to recycle so we can increase our recyclables. There are some cases where people have asked that if their container is too small and they have one recycling container, could they receive an additional recycling container? And the answer to that is yes.
Very good. Well, thank you so much. I hope that answers everybody's questions because there have been a lot of them. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne.
And I've been talking with Tiffany Hardy. She is in the Cincinnati City Manager's Office, and also Mike Robinson, who is Director of Public Services for the City of Cincinnati. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.